nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my dream, rise and fall on the wings of my dream. Through the rain and thunder, the wind and haze, I'm bound for better days. My life, my dream, nothing gonna stop me.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Can you say good morning?
No. Someone's in the office.
It's Mr. Trigasetti.
Why did you do that?
We thought you were a prowler.
Nice outfit, Mr. Trigasetti. I have pajamas that look like that.
These are my pajamas. I spent the night here. My wife threw me out just because I forgot our wedding anniversary.
Well, you should be ashamed.
You should be neutered.
She threw you out? Pretty severe for missing one wedding anniversary.
Well, actually, we've been married 16 years, and I've forgotten 16 of them.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Edwina, my love.
Drop dead, Donald. Hello, boys.
Hi, Hi Mrs. Trinkasetti. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Balky. You're one up on him. I thought you'd be needing a few things.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, dear. Can't we let bygones be bygones?
Not this time, Donald. You have taken me for granted once too often. It's over. I want a divorce.
Divorce? Just for forgetting one wedding anniversary? 16 times.
It's not the anniversaries. And it's not the gambling and the wild nights out with the boys. Actually, it is that. But it's more than that, too. The romance is gone. The magic is gone. You're gone. Goodbye, Donald. Oh, by the way, I'm keeping the luggage.
Divorce? us. I can't believe it. We've had our little spats before, but she never used the D word.
Come on, Balky, let's give the man some privacy.
You must be in such pain.
I'm too numb to feel any pain. I've lost my wife, the only woman I ever loved. Excuse me, I'll be in my office looking for a reason to live.
No, Mr. Quick, I said you shouldn't be alone. Cousin, he needs to be with friends.
Yeah, good idea. Go see some friends.
I can't do that. All my friends know me.
Well, we know you and we're still your friends.
We are?
And you can stay with us.
He can?
You guys will let me stay with you? I don't know what to say.
Well, don't say anything just yet. Why don't you wait here? Balky, could I have a word with you? Are you crazy?
Cosi, Mr. Twinkassetti is in pain.
Well, how is making my life a living hell going to change that?
Well, somebody has got to let him know that he's not alone and he's not a totally worthless human being.
You mean somebody's got to lie to him? Balky, I feel as bad about this as you do, but I draw the line at having the man sleep under my roof.
Well, then you tell him he can't stay.
All right, I will. Mr. Twinkassetti?
Yes?
About that invitation.
Oh, say no more. I know you don't want me to stay with you. I don't blame you. I'm dirt.
All right, you can stay with us on...
Oh, you guys are the greatest!
Having Twinkassetti as a house guest. It's like Tokyo inviting Godzilla for dinner.
Well, how are we going to get poor Mr. Twinkassetti and poor Mrs. Twinkassetti back together?
We are not. Balky, rule of thumb, never butt in. It's not up to us to save their marriage, just stay out of it.
Yeah. I see a marriage in trouble and I have to do something to help.
Well, just leave me out of it.
Hi, boys. How's it going? I brought the beer.
Come on in.
You look like you found a reason to live.
Oh, yeah, I thought about it. Women, who needs them? Especially since I got great guy pals like you. How about a brewski?
Oh, no, thank you. I got a Pepsi.
You see, he's fine. Just leave them alone and they'll work things out.
Cosi, no. He's hiding his true feelings deep down inside.
The man is shallow. There is no deep down inside.
Of course, you know. He's got something inside him, and it's going to fester and swell and burst like a tick on a sheepdog.
Well, then get him off our couch.
Mr. Twinkassetti? I know that this is a difficult time in your life. Would you like to share the pain that is going on deep down inside?
Nah. What do you say we zip around the old cable dial until we hit some nudity?
Deep. Deep.
Now, you know what I think? I think that deep down inside, you know that if you don't have Mrs. Twinkassetti, you got nothing. Oh, sure, you'll make a life for yourself. But in the end, you'll be a wretched, filthy little man. Wandering the streets with newspapers under your shirt and plastic bags on your feet. Wishing in your heart that you had not lost your true love forever.
Forever?
Well, she said the D word.
The D word!
cost of this man is deep. We've got to help his marriage. There, there, Mr. Twinkle. We're there for you.
Do you mean it?
Is the king cross-eyed?
Blow.
Guys, I want to thank you for taking me in like this. I have to get Edwina back. And even though it may take months, I can wait.
Months?
With your help, I can get through it. I'm going to go to bed now and cry myself to sleep.
Mr. Twinkasetti? Mr. Twinkasetti? That's my room. Mr. Twinkasetti? There's tissues by the bed. Balky, we have to save this marriage.
Well, of course we do. Don't be ridiculous.
Mrs. Twinkasetti, he's not the same man. Well, yes, he's still short.
Tell her he's changing.
I can't tell her that. That would be lying.
No, it's not. He's in the bedroom changing.
Mrs. Twinkasetti, believe me when I tell you he's changing. You will? Yes, I'll tell him. Yeah, bye. Balky, she's agreed to talk to him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
There's one catch. She'll only give him 5 minutes. Personally, I think she'll be out of there in 3.
Not if he can prove to her that he's trying to change.
Balky, take a reality pill. Mr. Twinkasetti is not going to change. The best we can hope for is that he can romance her for 5 minutes. That way he'll get a foot in the door and out of our apartment.
Appleton, I read your diary. You're a sick man.
Mr. Twinkasetti, that was personal.
Hey, we're roomies. We have no secrets.
You never let me read your diaries.
Why don't you tell Mr. Twinkasetti the good news?
Mr. Twinkasetti, your wife has agreed to talk to you for 5 minutes.
5 minutes? What can I do in 5 minutes?
Well, I guess flying her to Paris is out.
You've got to prove to her that you're going to change.
Forget that. You've got to crawl before you can walk. And you can start by being romantic. Now, we've got to find the right spot.
Oh, we used to go to this restaurant. Oh, Tony's Mambo Room.
Tony's Mambo Room? Our ribs stick to your ribs? That Tony's Mambo Room? I don't think that's going to work.
What are you talking about? Tony's is a romantic place. You eat with your fingers.
No. No, no, that's not romantic. That's disgusting.
That's cruel, Appleton.
Okay, Costellari is right. We've seen you with Mrs. Twinkasetti. It's not pretty.
What am I going to do? I don't have a romantic bone in my body.
Oh, you must have had once. She fell in love with you.
Sure. That was 13 years ago.
16.
See, I'm hopeless.
No, 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 no. No, you're not. All right, look, look. Let's make believe that this is Tony's Mambo Room. Balky, you're seeing me for the first time since I kicked you out.
This is how you have to act if you want to get your wife back. Edwina, you look lovely this evening. That dress brings out your eyes.
I'm gonna throw up.
Sit down, turnip.
Donald, the Mambo Room. How sweet of you to remember.
How could I forget my pet? It seems like only yesterday. You're as beautiful as you were then. No, I'm wrong. You're even more beautiful.
I am.
You are.
I am.
You are.
I am.
You... Well, of course you are. Don't be ridiculous.
Donald, I forgot how romantic you could be. How could I ever have kicked you out? Take me.
I don't think so.
No, I'm just showing him. I'm trying to do... Yeah, well, do you get the general idea?
I can't do this. Let's face it, we'll be roomies for life.
All right, let's not panic. Look, we can do this. We put a man on the moon. We will go with you to the restaurant and get you through this thing.
Oh, you guys are the greatest.
Well, we just want to see you and Mrs. Twinkacetti back together again in your own home.
Did we really put a man on the moon?
Yes, we did. And get off my dress. Now remember, compliment her clothes, talk about her hair, make her think she's the most beautiful woman in the world.
No, Mr. Twinkacetti, you've got to tell her the ways you are going to change.
Like what?
Like, you're going to try harder to remember your anniversary and you don't have to go out so much with the boys.
Look, you'll have years to change. Right now, you've only got 5 minutes. Talk about her eyes.
No, Mr. Twinkacetti, you've got to stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about Mrs. Twinkacetti. You should beg her forgiveness. You should throw yourself down at her feet. You should press your face up against her arches and tell her she can step on your neck because you have not been the man you should have been.
What about her eyes?
Tell her that her eyes remind you of moonlit pools on a summer night. She'll melt like butter.
All right, moonlit pools on a warm summer night.
Here she is.
Eyes.
Good evening, Donald.
Hello, Sugar Plum. Won't you have a seat? You know, sweetheart...
You've got 5 minutes. Go.
Molly, don't you look lovely this evening? You know, your eyes...
Hold the bull, Donald. Give me one good reason why I should take you back.
You want a reason? Don't you want to hear about your eyes?
No.
How am I doing on time?
I knew this wouldn't work.
I'm trying to change. Really, I am. Why do you think I chose this restaurant?
I don't know. Why did you choose this restaurant?
Because I consider the Mambo Room our place.
But why? We've never been here before.
Oh, sure we have, sweetness. Years ago, you don't remember, do you? I may not remember wedding anniversaries, but I do remember the romantic stuff. We sat right in that booth over there, and we necked all night. I even slipped the accordion player 50 cents to play That's Why the Lady's a Tramp.
Maybe that's because the lady was a tramp. I've never been in this restaurant in my life.
You know, come to think of it, neither have I. Excuse me, nature calls. It's over.
That was quick.
I got the right restaurant, but the wrong woman. I used to bring dates here before we were married.
Hello, Mrs. Twinkacetti. What brings you to Tony's?
Not the ribs.
You know, darling, just now in the John, I was thinking about how your eyes remind me of moonlit pools on a warm summer night.
Stop it, Donald. How could you bring me to a place where you cheated on me?
I never cheated on you while we were married. I cheated on you while we were engaged. Can't we talk?
You talk to my lawyer.
I still have 2 minutes. That's it. I guess that's it.
Well, we're sorry it didn't work out.
Thanks a lot, guys. You did your best. And I want you to know I really appreciate it. I'm going for a walk.
You don't have to wait up for me. I made a key.
I'm worried about Mr. Trincasetti. He don't come home last night. He could be wandering the streets, a broken, lonely little man.
Now, at least I get to sleep in my own bed.
Oh, cousin. He's our friend.
Our friend? Balky, the man tried to have you deported for giving the correct change to a blind man.
Well, I never said he was a saint.
Balky, you are the nicest person I ever met. And I hope I never get to be like you.
Cousin, don't worry. You won't.
Mr. Trincasetti?
What are you bozos doing here so early?
Mr. Trincasetti, you're all right! Mrs. Trincasetti.
Hi, boys.
Are you naked under that coat?
You're together?
Yeah. After I left the restaurant, I got to thinking about what you said about, you know, being romantic and all, and then I remembered what I did when I was trying to get Edwina to fall in love with me.
This crazy guy showed up under my window with a big bag of egg rolls and his saxophone.
Egg rolls and saxophone? Why didn't we think of that?
Then we came back here. You see, when we were teenagers, we used to steal precious moments in the back of my father's store, so Donald thought this would be a perfect place to settle our differences.
You big bag of romance.
Why don't you boys take the day off?
Are you kidding? Who'd run the store?
Well, maybe today the store doesn't have to open.
Woof! Thank you for all you did. I know there's a side of Donald that you never see, and I hadn't seen it in a long time either, but last night made me realize the Donald I fell in love with is still there. After 16 years of marriage, I'm not going to give up on him.
Well, you said it don't help when you butt in.
Okay. I was wrong. You were right. I guess sometimes the only way to help out is to butt in. You hear that? That's the sound of love.
Imagine what hate sounds like.
Well, you know what they say. Even bad sex is better than no sex at all.